my main focus today was, besides winning, was making sure I didn't embarrass them, you know. I felt great. I felt that's the best I've felt all year, and it's not even close. First inning, I was a little jumpy, the first guy. So cost us a run, but, you know, other than that, I felt like I made pitches. And I was actually able to get some life on there, get some good breaking balls and locate some pitches. So, I mean, you know, the scoreboard will tell you. Sometimes it's cheap hits and stuff, but most of the time the scoreboard tells you what your stuff looked like. So I didn't give up many hits after that second inning.
Did you change angles or an angle to work today?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, it's something I've been always wanted to do. My natural slot is like a throwing shells from down here. I had a good buddy who passed away a couple years ago named Charlie Atkins, and Charlie swore I was a good pitcher because I learned throwing shells, how to curve them around trees and stuff. But I've always wanted to do that. I just never really knew if I should, but you know, why not right now? Don't leave anything in the tank now. So I felt like, and John Smoltz used to say that if I could change angles, change pitches, and change locations, then the hitter's at a really big disadvantage. So I changed, probably I had three, four angles different tonight.
What made you decide now was the time to experiment? Was it when you were after the quarter zone shot doing your
bullpens? No, I started doing it kind of out of necessity in Miami mid-game. You know, they were getting hits left and right on me early, and so I went, well, shoot, might as well try it. Or like earlier in the season when they were getting hits off me, I moved to the right side of the rubber. That game I tried it, and ball came out really nicely, and actually it's coming out more free and easy down there than it is over the top right now. But I still went over top sometimes and then down sometimes, and I feel like that's just a smart, good thing to do.
So just pitch making in general?
Yeah, just being a pitcher.
So I've always said over the years that your fastball spotting it is key, and it looked like you were able to do that better.
Yeah, I did it some. I mean, I could still hone. That's the thing. Dusty and I talked, you know, it's like stuff was way better, a lot more life, breaking ball was snapping, sinker was sinking. Now we just hone, you know, now we hone a little bit more. But that's certainly a game I can build off of, and I'm very excited about going forward from there. That's a good jumping off point. You know, I'm more excited about the next start right now than I have been all year.